Hello and welcome to Random Draw, a trip through the vinyl archives at WTBR-FM. When WTBR moved to the new facilities here at Pittsfield Community Television, it brought along with it a tremendous asset, its vinyl collection, numbering nearly 20,000 pieces, including full albums, EPs, singles, and so much more. The purpose of this program is to take you back in time to the early days of WTBR when these records were brand new. I'm your host, David Cachet, and over the last couple of years, I have acted as sort of an archivist of this great collection. Just imagine, if you will, a wall full of records sorted into cubbyholes with about 150 records in each section. I'm going to be choosing one of these sections to grab records from. I'm going to be randomly selecting records off the wall of our studios and playing them for you. That's right, playing the actual vinyl records that have been in the WTBR archives for decades. Now, each record in our collection has a catalog number listed on it, and this coincides with the order in which it was received by the WTBR DJs back in the day. Its first two digits represent the year it came in, and the remaining three or four digits will tell you the order in which they received the LP. Now, today we go back to the year 1979, and we're going to start off with a group that basically lived in the 1970s, I think. They didn't escape too much out of it, and that's KC and the Sunshine Band. And in 1979, they were putting out their album, Do You Want to Go Party? And it was sort of their last hurrah. The album peaked at number 50. They didn't have another album go any higher than that ever in the rest of their career. But the single from this album, called Please Don't Go, hit number one, and it was their last number one. It was their fifth number one, so that's still pretty impressive to have five number ones. So, here is KC and the Sunshine Band right now. Easy for me to say. Sunshine Band with their song Please Don't Go right now on Random Draw.
I love you so. attention to me. Oh, victory. I think I found the one for me. Oh, victory. She made a champion out of me. Victory. I think I found the one for me. Oh, victory. I think I found it. You really helped me, girl, to win the race. Always got a smile on your pretty face.
Where have you been all my life? I wanna know.
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 All right, that was Double Exposure, Where Have You Been All My Life? And before that, it was the great Curtis Mayfield with the song Victory. And we started the show off today with Casey and the Sunshine Band and their last number one hit, Please Don't Go, from 1979. So also in 1979, Curtis Mayfield was putting out his album Heartbeat, and it was on the RSO label. And the album itself went to number 42, which isn't too bad. And not for Curtis Mayfield. I mean, he's a soul R&B legend, two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, both with the Impressions and then as a solo artist. And this album here, like I said, in 1979, hit number 42, and that was one of the single releases off of there, a song called Victory. Not too bad for that song. That was nice. And then we follow that up with a song by the group Double Exposure. Now, they're a Philadelphia soul and funk group, and that was pretty big in the 70s, Philadelphia sound. And this was on Soul Soul Records, catalog number 79-477 here at WTBR. This was their third and final album. Like I said, that soul sound was great in the 70s. It didn't make the transition into the 80s. I always think of it similar to like the American Bandstand, you know, kind of a thing where the soul train in the 70s, where that kind of music was just ubiquitous. You heard it everywhere. And they were one of the groups that put out, like I said, three albums. And by 1979, they were pretty much done off of their album Locker Room. On Soul Soul Records. It's kind of pretty funny. It's the four guys standing in a locker room wearing various sports outfits. And in the back of the album, it's them just wearing jock straps and t-shirts. It's definitely not for the not safe for work, practically. But that was their song, Where Have You Been All of My Life? That was Double Exposure. All right, we're going to change it up from sort of the funk dance side. We're going to get a little more down to earth with a group called America. Now, America, of course, were huge in the 70s. Again, this is sort of the theme of the show almost so far. We're huge in the 70s, didn't really translate too much into the 80s. By 1979, America was putting out their album called Silent Letter. They were down to a twosome. I believe they started as a threesome. They were down to just two guys. And this album, Silent Letter, came out in June of 1979, produced by George Martin, the guy who produced the Beatles. He also produced a lot of America's stuff. And the album called Silent Letter is kind of a joke because all the rest of their albums up to this point pretty much have started with the letter H. And like Harbor and Hideaway and Hearts and Holiday and Hat Trick and Homecoming. So therefore, this is the first one in a long time that didn't have H at the start, so they called it the Silent Letter, because the H is used as a silent letter in a lot of stuff. So we're going to listen to a track off of this album that was on Capitol Records. Here's a song by America called The Only Game in Town, right now on Random Draw.
Listen! Give us a hand out and revive.
That was the Pusset Dart Band and their song, Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. Before that, we heard the Jeremy Spencer Band, When You've Got the Right. And we opened up this set of music with the group America and their song, Only Game in Town. Now, Jeremy Spencer, if you know anything about the history of Fleetwood Mac, you know he played a big part in it. He was one of their guitarists in the band. They had many different lineups, but he was certainly one of the more influential ones on the early Fleetwood Mac sound. He joined the band in 1967 and then left abruptly in 1971 when he went out one day to go to a bookstore, according to Mick Fleetwood, and never returned. They found him a few days later where he was joined the Children of God, sort of a cult, I guess you could call it, of which he's still affiliated today. But he never came back to the band after that, and they had to move on, and that's when they brought in Bob Welch after him and moved on to different things. But he still put out albums in the 70s without Fleetwood Mac, and by 1979, he was putting out an album called Flea with this Jeremy Spencer Band. That's catalog number 79445 off of Atlantic Records. And that track was You've Got the Right. And the album itself was executive produced by Ahmet Erdogan, which, of course, he was known for a lot of the Atlantic recording artists, and that's where the label was, so therefore you pretty much got him in the deal. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the group Fleetwood Mac. So there you go, that's the Jeremy Spencer Band and the song You Got the Right. And we closed up the set of music with the Pusset Dart Band, who in 1979 were putting out their fourth album. It's pretty much one of their last ones, too, again, and if we follow the theme here. By 1979, they broke up a couple years later in 1981, so this is sort of their last hurrah. An album called Never Enough on Capitol Records went to 203 on the Billboard chart, so just outside the big 200, and that was a song called Hallelujah, I'm a Bum, which was released as a single, as sort of their final single that they put out that year. Their group, actually from Cambridge, Mass, started as a string band and went into other kind of, you know, poppy tunes and some more radio-friendly type formats. But like I said, by 1979, they were putting out their last album, Never Enough, catalog number 79-495 here. So that was the Pusset Dart Band with the song Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. All right, it's about that time on the show where we take a short break. We're going to be back in just a moment to hear some more great random music from the year 1979, so stay tuned.
What would it be like not having PCTV's reliable coverage of our Pittsfield City meetings? Well, the answer is it would be like driving in the darkness without headlights. We need the light to show us exactly what's coming our way. PCTV's coverage is that light. It's so reliable and dependable we don't even think about not having it, but nothing can be taken for granted. Support this building block of democracy today. It's too important to lose, especially now. Pittsfield Community Television. See it all. Decide for yourself.
Hey, this is Mike Pezzo. Remember those tunes your parents told you to turn down? Better yet, remember those tunes your grandparents told your parents to turn down? Well, on Mike's Amazing Music and Oldies show, you'll hear sometimes oldies, sometimes blues, sometimes local performers, and a lot of rock on Berkshire County's only rock station, 89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio, Thursdays at noon. Tune in and be entertained and educated.
Hi, I'm Shirley Edgerton, founder of the Rites of Passage and Empowerment Program. Self-esteem, personal development, and leadership. Just a few of the ways that the Rites of Passage and Empowerment Program, also known as ROPE, has helped young women of color in Berkshire County since 2010. Our mentees are transformed through workshops, local trips, and service learning opportunities. I'm proud to know that we have and will continue to impact our community one girl at a time. To learn more, please visit ropeberkshires.org. Thank you.
Now, streaming live on the web, WTBRFM.com.
WTBR. Brick, are you just looking at things in the office and saying that you love them?
I love lamp.
Do you really love the lamp, or are you just saying it because you saw it?
I love lamp. I love lamp.
I, too, love lamp. And we are back here on Random Draw. and you'll be listening to some great random music from the year 1979. Just want to take this opportunity to remind you to subscribe to the podcast of Random Draw by visiting wherever you get podcasts, including Google, Apple Music, Amazon, or you can, the easiest thing is just go to our website, which is WTBRFM.com. There you can see the full schedule of all the great local programming. You can download all the podcasts from all the other great shows, including mine. You can sign up for your own show if you have an idea, or there's a giant button at the top that says donate. We'd be more than happy to accept anything you can give us to help keep the lights on and the record spinning here at WTBR. All right, let's jump back into the music with another group that was sort of big in the 70s, had a little bit of a moment in the 80s, and that's Blue Oyster Cult. And by 1979, they were putting out their sixth album called Mirrors. And it's quite the, it's got a rearview mirror on the front cover. There you go. From Columbia Records, catalog number 79-436. And they also were putting out some songs off of this thing. So we're going to play one of those tracks right now. And we're going to play a track off of this album called Mirrors, the title track. Huh? You know, sometimes it's the easiest thing, you go right for it. I'm just reading here. I'm looking at some of the stuff here. I'm just sort of surfing the web about Blue Oyster Cult. And one of the reviews for this album deemed the album a relative failure. Well, there you go. It says the hooks come one after another, but have little power behind them. Oh, that's rough. Okay, let's see if that's true. So here's a song by Blue Oyster called Here Is Mirrors right now on Random Draw.
With a frame and a place for your face, it reveals 5, 6. Good runner, good runner. Going fast, 2 miles an hour. Gonna drive where they stop and shop. The radio on. I'm in love with the modern world. I'm in love with the modern girls. Massachusetts, when it's late at night, I got the radio on. The highway was my girlfriend, cause I went by so quick. Suburban trees were out there. It felt like heaven, so I said, Roadrunner once, Roadrunner twice. We're in love with rock and roll.
We'll be right back.
Canned Heat with Hot Money. And before we heard that song, we heard the Greg Kinn Band and their cover of the song Roadrunner. And we opened up the second half of the show here with Blue Oyster Cult and their song Mirrors. All right, the Greg Kinn Band, as most of you know, were a sort of a, I always think of them as a Bay Area band, you know, from the San Francisco area. And they recorded on Berserkly Records back then. I always love the name of that album, too. Record label, I mean, Berserkly. This was their 1979 album, With a Naked Eye. It was their fourth album on Berserkly, catalog number 79-441. And that song I heard was the cover song of Roadrunner, written by Jonathan Richmond and recorded with various titles, I guess, because it's a weird history of the song where it was recorded with Jonathan Richmond and the Modern Lovers, but it wasn't released until after the Modern Lovers had already broken up, so they weren't around to actually enjoy that success. Not that there was any success from the song. It wasn't that big of a song as far as chart success, that sort of thing. But it's interesting that the most commercially successful version of the song, which is sort of credited to Jonathan Richmond on his own, features the Greg Kinn Band as a backing group in 1974 on Berserkly Records. And so now in 1979, Greg Kinn Band recorded their own version of the song, produced by the same person. And there you go. Interesting fact about Roadrunner, it was introduced, bill was introduced in about 10, 12 years ago by then State Rep Marty Walsh to make it the official rock song of Massachusetts, because it is sort of an ode to Route 128 in the Boston area. I don't know where how far it got. It says it was up for a third reading in 2018, and that's the last I sort of lost track of it there. So there you go. That was a Greg Kinn Band and their cover of Roadrunner. All right, and then after that, we heard Canned Heat and their song Hot Money on their album Human Condition on Tacoma Records, catalog number 79-430. Canned Heat, to me, I always think of the high, sort of the higher pitched voice of their lead singer Bob Height during Woodstock, because they were mainly famous for their songs Going Up the Country, On the Road Again, Let's Work Together. By 1979, of course, they were sort of, I wouldn't say on the way out. They may have already been gone by that point. It was kind of, you know, they were definitely more of a Woodstock era band. And so by 1979, when they were putting out this album, obviously it didn't chart or anything. And, you know, it sort of definitely was near the end of the heyday for Canned Heat. I'm sure they were still out there touring for many more years. And matter of fact, in 2024, they released an album called Final Vinyl. So there you go. They're still out there in some respects. I don't know who else is still left in the band. But there you go. That was Canned Heat and their song Hot Money. All right, we got time for a couple more tracks here, and we're going to start off with a song that was a fairly big hit, hit number 15 on the Hot 100 charts, this single. It's by a one-hit wonder group, I guess we can all call it. It's a group called Sniffin' the Tears, and it's their song Driver's Seat. Even if you don't know the song, I'm sure you've heard it, because it's been sort of remade and reused and repurposed for various commercial situations over the last few years on soundtrack albums. I think it was Boogie Nights and that sort of stuff. The song Driver's Seat went all the way up to number 15 here in the U.S. The album, it was the debut album for Sniffin' the Tears on Atlantic Records. It was called Fickle Heart, and that went to number 35 based upon the popularity of this track. So let's get to it. Here is Sniffin' the Tears with Driver's Seat right now on Random Draw.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I'll never remember my time. driver's seat. Ooh, driver's seat.
Yeah.
Driver's seat. Time for a cool
Cars with Let's Go. That's the way to end a show. Before that, it was a Little River Band with Cool Change. And then we started off this last set of great music with Sniff and the Tears and their big one-hit wonder song, Driver's Seat. All right, well, that Little River Band song, I learned today, you know, that they were actually Australian. Who knew? I never knew Little River Band was an Australian band. So go figure. Well, anyways, in 1979, they were putting out an album called First Under the Wire. And it was an album that reached number 2 in their native Australia. It didn't do too bad here in the U.S. Hit number 10. Had a couple big hits on there besides Cool Change. It also had Lonesome Loser, which was one of their biggest hits. I also learned today they actually had a lot of top 20 hits when I was going through their list of songs. Songs like Help Is On Its Way, Reminiscing, Lady, Lonesome Loser, Cool Change, The Night Owls, Take It Easy On Me, Man On Your Mind, The Other Guy. These were all top 20 hits for the Little River Band here in the United States. So there you go. That was Cool Change off their album First Under the Wire, which was on Capitol Records catalog number 79-497 here at WTBR. And we closed out the show today with the Cars. Very Massachusetts themed show today. We had the Cars, we had Poussette Dart Band from Cambridge, we had Roadrunner performed the Ode to Route 128. But anyways, that song, Let's Go, by The Cars, was taken from their second album, Candio, on Elektra Records. That album and single did very well. The single went all the way up to number 14 on the charts, and the album itself went to number 10. Those were the biggest highs at the point for their career. This Rock and Roll Hall of Fame band would go on to release many, many, many more songs and a few more albums to great acclaim before breaking up in what it was basically late 80s or so. They sort of broke up. They came back together for a little bit in some various forms. But there you go. That was one of their biggest hits with Let's Go by The Cars. Well, that wraps it up for us here at Random Draw. If you'd like to learn more about WTBR or even have an idea for your own show, please visit WTBRFM.com. So until next time on Random Draw, I've been your host, David Cachet. We'll see you later.